Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Then, in addition to all these professional things, you know, my social life has just tripled, quadrupled, and I don't know what else. It really is something. The last, I don't know how much or any, if I've mentioned it in the past, but of course, most of it's happened in the last couple of weeks. I have a room in building 4811. They call these places bungalows. They're about, I don't know, 12 by 12 or 12 by 15 or something. They're nice because they have their own bath. You have one room and a little bath off it, but it's private. It's all yours. And you have the shower, and you don't have an awful lot of room, but you do manage. And so I've been pushing furniture around, trying to fit my luggage, my footlockers and suitcases, everything, you know, with the bed and the chair and the dresser that's here. I have a refrigerator, which makes it very nice. I have never cleaned it out. I just haven't had the time. Plus that, the room is air-conditioned. And so I've been scrounging up a few things, a lamp and what have you, just, you know, to put the finishing touches on. Then I had the room painted. Well, they didn't paint the trim work. It was supposed to come back and do it, but they didn't. But I did get the whole room painted, which makes it much better looking. It's green. I wasn't crazy about green. I'm sick of looking at green. Everybody wears green. Everything is green over here. But that was all the paint they had. I could scrounge up paint, but I just didn't want to make the time for it. Anyway, had my room done. This was just a couple days ago. What else? Oh, I scrounged up some tile. All these things you have to scrounge up, you know? But I got two boxes of tile, and I think that'll be enough, and I'm going to have my floor tile, because right now we have cement floors, and the tiling makes it look just so much more better, you know, finished. What else? Anyhow, this building, this 4811, there are all kernels in here. It's one of the buildings that's supposed to be for men only, but there's myself and another woman around the other side, Mrs. Todd. And we're the only two females here, and the rest of them are all full colonels. And two of them are IG colonels. And I'm whispering because, I'm not really whispering, but Bill will probably be passing by in a minute, and I think you can hear right outside the door and these things. Anyway, Bill Hawk is the USAV IG. He's a very senior colonel. And he is, as I say, the top person here in IG. IG is the Inspector General. You know, they have an awful lot of power, particularly in the highest command of the Army over here. Anyhow, he and I have been kind of swinging from the treetops the last 2 weeks. He has a very lovely room. He's done exceptional things. He said, well, he has all the power at his command, Duchess. And he's had... he's going to move. He's going to go down one more door, and he's putting in all special shelves within the walls, you know, and he has all the stereo set up. And these are very tiny rooms, but he plans it all on a miniature scale, you know, and he gets all these carpenters to do things for him, and he's got everything that's tiled, and he sends for all these odd contraptions and shelves and everything from Sears and Roebuck. He's got pillows and... He's really something. He's got everything. In this small room, it's very, very cozy. It has a TV. So I've been down there frequently. And, like, tonight was the one night I thought I'd just be by myself. I didn't even go to supper. So what happens? He stops by just as I start to make this tape. He stopped by and he said, how come you didn't eat tonight? Because I want to make a tape. I said, I have to make a tape home. So he said, okay. He said, I'll go eat, he said, and you make the tape. And he said, then we'll go have a drink. And all we drink are Rusty Nails, Duchess. Oh, I have been bombed out of my mind many times in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's terrible. in addition to that, Betty has had another party. She had one, she had a big one on the 6th, and that's when I really got involved with Bill, so to speak. He came to that party. And then she had another one. Oh, I don't know. One day, when Jane came home. Jane came home on the 28th. I guess that's Saturday night. Yeah, right. That Saturday night, 28th, Betty threw another party. This is about 12 people, 13 people, something like that. And, of course, Bill and I went. And the other Bill, Van Atten, he's an IG, too. He's one of Bill's assistants. He's a full colonel. They're all full colonels. Anyway, he is funny, really funny, and he lives over here. He's going to move into Bill's room, and Bill moves down the next room. Riot. It really is a riot. And so anyhow, but he had this other party, you know, and we've kind of had a ball, something going all the time, which is great, but it doesn't give you 5 minutes of peace. Not 5 minutes. And then with Jane coming home, Jane is a great one, Duchess, for saying, oh, let's stop at my place now for a drink. I've got to have them over here. I've never had the girls over here. Well, because I haven't been in here too long. And then I had to get it painted, and I'm not settled, you know, and they've been in their rooms a while. Anyway, so when Jane came home, we had to have a drink on, Sunday night. We got back from Quantry. We had to have a drink then. And then I stopped over Bill's and had another drink. And then yesterday, Jane wanted us all to stop by her place again. So we all stopped over there. I mean, when Jane says it, you don't have much choice. You know, she'll say, well, I think we all should stop and have a drink. Jane is great on martinis after working. And so I said, oh, Jane, you know, I think I'll buy... No, no, she says, come on, you have to come over. Well, what we did... oh, Duchess, I'm telling you. What we did yesterday was Jane had purchased, a number of things she brought back from the States. She shipped herself all kinds of packages. Many things. You can't get anything over here. It's very hard to get, you know, one day you see tissues, the next day you don't see them, for a month or two. Like, I bought tomato juice today. It's the first time I've seen tomato juice in months. Months. You just, they either have it or they don't. Anyway, so Jane had purchased 3 Cosmopolitan magazines, the January, February, and March issue. And we sat, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, and we sat and we read horoscopes. And my horoscope for, actually, out of the 3 months, mine were all involved with romances and sex and this and that. But the thing that just howled, and the gals really raked me over the coals, because they said that this big love life, no, was it, you know, live in love, sex, or something, I don't know how it was worded now, would... My big decision would be the night of the 6th, and that was the night Betty had her party. I mean, we were reading back, you know, we just read these last night, but February the 6th was the night of the big party, and that was the night that I really got involved with Bill, you know. I'm not emotionally involved. I know that. There's no problem there, but there's an awful lot of hanky-panky going on, so... oh, God, I'm telling you. So anyway, when Jane was reading the horoscopes, you know, she... Of course, everybody picked this up the night of the 6th, and it was terrible. Everybody kept saying, aha, what's going on, this, that, and the other thing. And so it's been a fun thing, busy work-wise, but an awful lot of fun, but it takes its toll. And then, Duchess, let's see, Sunday night when we got back from Quantry, we had to go have a drink with Jane. Then we went, Betty insisted I go with her to this party. It was... one of the aviation units down here that are very good about giving us rides. So we stopped down there for about an hour and a half, and this the colonel who runs that outfit, I think that's the first time I ever met him, and I don't know, all of a sudden he was like attacking. He's supposed to be a very reserved, quiet, good-looking, he's 51 years of age, and he's very pleasant, but he called me today and he wants to take me to dinner, and, you know, like, he's not supposed to be this type. Anyway, I said I would go tomorrow night. I just couldn't go tonight. I just had to have an hour to myself or something. So that's tomorrow night. Then, late this afternoon, oh, Duchess, I didn't tell you. Did I tell you about our trip to Gelat? Yeah, I think I did. Okay. But up there, I met a major who also works. He works at the same place as Colonel works, not in the same unit. They're two different companies. But anyway, I don't even remember his first name. Major Sellers. He called up and wanted to take me out tonight or tomorrow night, and I said, I couldn't. I'm sorry, you know. So I said, okay, maybe Saturday night. I just get back from the Delta on Saturday morning, and so I said, okay, we'll plan it for Saturday night. And, of course, when Bill came in now, he wants to have, he's moving Sunday into the next room, so he, you know, he said, don't forget Sunday. We'll get together. I said, right, Sunday. But there's just, you know, my head is just going around and around because it's a riot. And I told him I was going out to dinner tomorrow night, and he said, ah, in that case, I'll look up one of my old girlfriends and all this stuff. And I said, please do, you know, like, I need a break. So it's been very flattering and all this stuff, but a lot of it, and we discussed this seriously a number of times, is necessary to get the job done. I'm serious about this. You've got to have people doing things for you, and it's only the people in certain positions who can do it. And it's not dirty pool, not by a long shot, but it's very necessary. It's enjoyable too, but sometimes I think I'm getting too old, Duchess. I'm just go, you know. And as I say, in the drinking, my God, I don't think I've missed a night in weeks. Well, certainly in 2 weeks, without having at least one drink. And many nights I've had more than I should have had. So that Sunday night after we went to that party, then Benny and I went over to Bill's over here. We stopped here and had another rusty nail or two. And Benny tripped that night coming out. She's funny. She's not walking well the last 2 days because I don't know whether the fall did it or not, but her legs bother her. You know, she's pulled a muscle or something. But she laughs about it all the time, you know, because she said she was so relaxed. She fell right out front of the hooch here. And there's a hole. It's not level. It's dirt, and it's very difficult to walk on. But Benny said she didn't even feel a thing going down. Anyway, she's limping. And, of course, we're laughing at that because we figured we've got to stop all this carousing, you know? Oh, God. I have to go to the job. Be right back. Hi. I'm sure I sound like a complete idiot on this tape, just rattling on. But as I say, I'm rushing again, Duchess, because I told Bill I'd stop over for a drink. But I've got to have a night to wash my hair and do the things I must do and then get to bed early. I've been getting up, you know, I get up every morning by 6 o'clock. And some days I don't even come to about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I've been such a daze, really. It's terrible. I can't keep that up, you know. I think that's ridiculous. But it's been that kind of way. Very exciting thing, something that has always been happening, all the time. Let's see, I got a kangaroo skin, Judy Jenkins, one of the girls, went to Australia. It's not a very big one, I don't even think it's a very good one, but cost me $12. Anyway, I got that today, and I might put that on the wall. I just wondered if that was drawing cockroaches, because I just killed another one. I got them all over, everybody does, but tonight a few more than some nights. Might be the skin, I don't know. Then I have to get this bed fixed. I have a footboard and a headboard, and it takes up too much room, so I have to get that removed. I need a carpenter, and Bill tells me he's going to get my floor tile Sunday. Well, we'll see. I got the tile on my own. I don't know. What else? I haven't, you know, I think I told you that Mrs. Pemberton, the lady in Australia, sent me a package with all these things in it. You know, I never responded, Duchess. I never wrote a thank you card or anything. And I really feel badly about this, but golly, when do you do it? When do you do it? Anyway, needless to say, I'm very well. I'm so healthy, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I had this cold, but it just lasted the week, just like they all do. And I do have a tickle in my throat every once in a while, but that's about all. And other than that, oh, so many things I was going to mention to you, Duchess. And just, I can't think when I have to rush through. But if I didn't make one now, I know I wouldn't get the chance for days to make a tape. See, I haven't, you know, I had to unpack this stuff. And when Jane says to me, well, we'll try and, we'd like to have you living in the Delta, but working all over the countryside, I think, oh, God, do I have to move again, you know, put all this stuff back in foot lockers? And this is a big job because I have to do it myself. I have to get it on an aircraft, get it off an aircraft. Oh, and then I have to, when I go down the Delta, I'm going to stay with Colonel Peters. You remember Colonel Peters. He's the good fellow who gave me a Jeep. I still have the Jeep. It's down at the service club at Canto. I called him the other day. He's been very, very ill. And he said, Ann, when you have to stay overnight, he said, you stay in my place, he said, and I have my own room. I just have to share the bathroom with him. Oh, God, I'm sure that'll go over big with everybody. But, you know, it's very hard for me to live somewhere. I mean, you sleep wherever you can get a place. It's really something. It's crazy. And Charmaine is going to be in Sauk Trang on Friday. I told her I'd meet her there. And she's going down for a social party. I'm going down for business, but we'll meet later in the evening and then come back together on Saturday, I hope. Anyway, this is running out. Duchess, take care. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. If you don't hear from me, just understand I'm a very busy and popular individual, right? I know you'll appreciate all those good things. Please tell everyone I said hi and give them my new address. Give them headquarters, UCV. That will be permanent, Duchess, because I'm up here enough, even if I'm not here all the time. Hope you understood all that. I can't think while this is running out. Oh, yeah, I sent in the papers on my property. That should be squared away. Just make the monthly payments. Of course, I can pay more anytime I want to, which I plan to do, because a lot will depend on how long I stay in Vietnam. I don't know. I just can't think one day ahead right now. I'm going to have to wait and see. Take care of yourself, Duchess, and again, a very, very happy, happy birthday. I know it'll be a little late when you get this, but better late than never. I'm interested to know if the packages came from Australia. They should be arriving soon, I would think. I'm sure when they come, you'll get a note or something off to me. I hope you like the rugs. Bye-bye, Duchess. This is at the end. Bye-bye.